The Radio Free Affinity Podcasting Network
takes pride in presenting Mercury
Radio
Theater.
Good day, assholes, for Saturday, December 20th, 2025. You're listening to... with your host, Dot Me, Michael K. Finney, and the K stands for 17K, the number my Uncle Kevin had on the side of his dirt-modified race car through some of the 80s and very little of the 90s. My second Uncle Kevin, who's dead, rest in peace. We are going to celebrate him today. We opened with Jerry Was a Race Car Driver by Primus, a song I'm sure he's never heard, but it always makes me think of him. My Uncle Kevin Finney, my dad, Ken Finney's best friend and brother, obviously. Might be kind of a downer of a show here on day two of Mixmas 2025, but that's what happens. Here's another song about race cars. Enjoy the show, assholes. You too, Uncle Kevin.
The land of race car yayas, the land where you can't change lanes, the land where large fuzzy dice still hang proudly like testicles from rear view mirrors, the land of race car yayas, the land where you can't change lanes, the land where large fuzzy dice still hang proudly like testicles from rearview mirrors. The land of race car yayas. yah-yahs. Race car, yah-yahs.
Now here's some live Zappa. My brother and I were completely shocked when we found out that Uncle Kevin saw him in New York City in the 70s.
It was the blackest night, there was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too tight. I heard the scary wind, I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf walking along the side of me. I'm mean and I'm bad, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big kitty girly by the name of Chrissy. Talking about her in my bike and me. And this ride up the mountain of mystery, mystery. I noticed even the crickets were acting weird up here. And so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she was gone. Where's those titties I like so well? And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard this noise like a crunch of twig. And up jumped the devil, he's about this big. He had a red suit on and a widow's peak. And then a pointed tail and like a sulfury. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear I know what it was. He had some human flesh stuck underneath his claws. You know, it looked to me like it was titty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his floss and started cleaning his fangs. So I shot him with my shooter, said, bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said,
put it away. You know I ate it all up. Now what you gonna say?
You ate my Chrissy?
Titties and all!
Well, what about the beer then, boy?
Were the cans this tall?
Even her boots?
Would I lie to you?
Shit, you must have been hungry.
Yes, this is true.
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know, I can't complain when the chicks come through.
Well, I want my Chrissy, and I want my beer, so you just barf it back up. Now, devil, do you hear?
Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil, do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you notice this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a whore.
Don't call me that.
That's about the only reason I learned writing for. Give me that paper,
bet your ass I will sign.
Because I need a beer and it's titty squeezing time.
Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad. I mean, you should have seen some of the souls that I've had. Why,
oh, yeah?
There was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. And both of those suckers was worse than you.
Well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're the devil, so what you gonna do?
Wait a minute. A tinge of doubt crosses my mind when you say that you want to make a deal with me.
That's very, very true.
Wait, you ain't supposed to want to make a deal with me.
Ah, but I'm slightly different than your average customer,
well,
devil.
But most people don't want to make a deal with me.
Yeah, well, most people are afraid of you. See, they don't know how stupid you are. I happen to know that you jack off to a picture of Punky Meadows when you get home.
Stupid.
You know, ever since that guy told you that he contained more fluid than Jeff Beck, you've been trying to outdo him. Well, look, I'm going to say one thing to you. This may not register right away, but let me say this. I'm only interested in two things.
Yeah.
See if you can guess what they are.
I would think, let's see, maybe,
well, I'll give you two clues.
Let's see.
Let go of your pickle.
What?
Let go of your pickle.
I'm not holding my pickle.
Well, who's holding your pickle then?
I don't know. She's at an audience. Hey, Dale, would you like to come up here and hold my pickle to satisfy this weird man out here on the stage?
I'm only interested in two things, and that's titties and beer. You know what I mean?
What? Titties and beer?
Titties and beer, titties and beer. 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 Titties and beer.
No, don't sign it. Give me time to think. I mean, hold on a second, boy, because... that's magic, kid!
And then the devil let go of his pickle and out jumped my girl. They heard the titties plop, plopping. all around the world. She said,
I got me 3 beers and a fistful of downs, and I'm gonna get ripped, so fuck you clowns.
Then she gave us the finger, it was rigid and stiff. That's when the devil, he farted, and she went right over the cliff. The devil was mad, I took off to my pad. I swear I do declare, how did she get back there? I swear I do declare, how did she get back there? I swear I do declare, how did she get back there? I swear I do declare, how did she get back there?
Now, my Uncle Kevin's nickname was The Wiz, or Wiz. So here is Black Sabbath with The Wizard. Hear what I did here?
Yeah. Sharp Home Entertainment Sale at the Wiz. Every Sharp VCR, rack system, portable microwave, and TV is on sale during the sharpest Columbus Week sale ever. Nobody beats the Wiz on this Sharp VHS VCR with wireless remote unreal at $288. On the Sharp high-tech 19-inch color TV with remote unstoppable at $299. On the Sharp AM/FM cassette breakaway, unbelievable at $47.
Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz.
The Sharp Columbus Week sale now at all 11 Wiz stores.
And now here is a total blast from the past, one of me and my dad, Wiz's favorite all-time songs.
Well, when you get a haircut, you better go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, 'cause you might look like Larry Moe or Curly if a stranger cuts your hair. Oh, Lord. Well, Butte, Montana, just passing through. One thing I just had to do. Had to get a haircut, and I was worried for my hair. I had a feeling of impending doom the minute I stepped into that room. Laid my eyes upon that barber chair. Oh, yeah. There's a macho barber shop. Hair dryers mounted on a rifle rack. Wasn't no mirrors. Barber chair was a Peterbilt. Barber walked in, he is huge. 7 feet tall, 300 pounds of spring steel and rawhide. Wearing a hard hat, chewing a cigar, and had a t-shirt on that said, "I hate musicians." Threw me in the chair, sneered, and said, "What'll it be, pal?" Now, a lot of people would be intimidated in a situation like this. I was not. I am what I am, play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye. I said, "I'm a logger, just up in Coos Bay, Oregon. Been topping trees. Quite possibly the toughest man in the entire world." He said, "All right." And he gave me a haircut and I walked out of there. My hair was gone. Make Kojak look like Bill Golden. Yeah, had a tremendous craving to operate heavy equipment. Now you may think that that Butte, Montana haircut's the worst any man could ever get. Wrong. Well, a few months later I was in L.A. trucking along on a smoggy day. Needed a haircut so bad I looked like Bozo the Clown. I was looking shaggy, not too good. I'd put it off as long as I could. Lord, I hate to get a haircut out of town. Well, I walked in, realized immediately that this guy was into punk rock. The walls were done in black leather. Had chains and whips and handcuffs hanging on him. Barber walked in, he had orange hair, black mascara, stainless steel teeth, black leather jacket with zinc studs. He threw me in the chair, hit me a couple of times, whap, whap, chained me down, threw a Nazi flag over me. Said, "I'm gonna tell you something that might make you a little nervous." I laughed. I said, "What could possibly make me nervous?" He said, "I'm gay." "No problem. I'm not threatened in any way. I mean, I'm secured my manhood. Everything's cool. I am what I am. Play my little piano, sing my little song." I looked him right in the eye and said, "I'm a logger. Played football in high school. I was in the Marine Corps." He said, "All right," and he gave me a haircut. I walked out of there, friends, my hair was purple. Well, at least that mohawk section down the middle was purple. Had a white streak down one side. Other side looked like Mr. T. Had a couple safety pins in my cheeks. Felt a teeny bit conspicuous. Luckily, my next job was in San Francisco. Shoot, I got up there, I didn't even stand out at all. Wasn't even close. Those people thought I was an insurance salesman. Well, a few months later, I was way down south. Grits and gravy and a hush your mouth. My hair so long, I started to look like a man in drag. It was then that the sheriff came up and said, "Boy, you got too much hair on your head. You better get yourself a haircut or a dog tag." Well, when I stepped into the shop, I realized immediately that I was dealing with a born-again barber. Don't see too many barbershops with a steeple. Had an organ in the corner. Choir. An usher led me to the barber chair. Barber walked in, started saying grace. Oh, Lord, for these haircuts we are about to receive, may we be truly thankful. Dominus, possum, pox, proboscis, postmortem, et tu, blue tape, willa, carborundum. He was sort of half Baptist, half Catholic. Kind of a Catholic. He started cutting my hair and preaching at the same time. I mean, he's the wild man. Scissors and razors are flying around my head. He's talking about liquor and wild women and music and sex and the evils of dancing and the music business in general. Then he looked down at me and he said, what do you do for a living? Now, I'm not ashamed of what I do for a living. Working bars and casinos, around liquor and wild women. I just play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye and said, I run this church for loggers. When you get a haircut, be sure to go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you haven't known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, or you might look like Larry Moore Curly if a stranger cuts your hair.
I do recall fondly in the 80s, Eddie Rabbit was one of my Uncle Kevin's favorite artists. So here's five from Eddie Rabbit.
Hey, bartender, pop the top on another can. Give me 10 dimes for this dollar in my hand. And turn the knob on the jukebox way up loud. I might drive out. But ain't you never loved and lost a real special lady? She was a sweet loving mama, she treated me right. I stepped out on her one too many times. Now I'm drinking my baby off of my mind. Drinking, ain't thinking about facing tomorrow. Up down the bar, I'm gonna try and wash away all these loving scars. Now don't worry about me weaving, I'll be alright. Show me the door when you close up tonight, cause I'm drinking my baby off of my mind. No, don't worry.
I'm gonna wake up in your arms. Gone saying all the right things, baby, to me. Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Shadows wash all my cares away. Sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. You can see it in my eyes. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, it makes me high. Ooh, I love a rainy night. I know I do. Yeah, yeah. Been the kind of man who doesn't believe in strings,
Long-term obligations are just unnecessary things. But girl, you've got me thinking while I'm drinking one more beer. If I'm headed for a heartache, then why the hell am I still here? I'm testing my resistance, and it's wearing mighty thin. I've got the feeling I should leave before the roof caves in. My mind tells me to move along, but my body begs me to stay. And now I feel the need to hold you close and love the night away while you're turning me. Every which way but loose, you turn me. Every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me. In my mind you just keep turning me. Every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me. Every which way but loose. When the sun comes up in the morning, it should find me someplace new. But right this minute, all I want is to lay here next to you. Those memories still keep calling me from somewhere in my past. Better hurry if they want me, 'cause I can feel me fading fast while you're turning me. Every which way but loose, you turn me. Every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me. In my mind you just keep turning me. Every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me. Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 63, left little Jimmy and me to plant those taters and pull up another tomorrow. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain. Can I hear you playing for me? Little brother was never quite right. He used to sit on the floor in the sunlight, play with the dust that danced on the beams in the window. And sister had to cook and clean, 'cause mama, she got sick and lean. Sometimes I think she just died away, missing Papa. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, mama, can I hear singing to me? Well, everything has changed today. Little brother, he was taken away. Sister, she married a soldier and lives in Toledo. And me, I'm in a Nashville bar,
And I've never been so far from that old gravel road and the rivers that run through my memory. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, brother, can I hear you calling me?
Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, Papa, can I hear you playing for me?
Now, Uncle Kevin also liked Randy Travis and Travis Tritt, two artists I have no songs from. So here's Simply Travis. Follow the Light. He probably already did because he's dead. Miss you, Kev. Here's your victory beer.
Selecting an authentic tasting European beer is easier than it might seem. Eliminate the beers that don't even exist in their European homeland. The beers that change their ingredients. The beers that have their European taste cooked out of them. And you're left with an authentic tasting European beer. Rolsch. European beer that tastes the same here as it does over there.
I was supposed to take my Uncle Kevin to see this guy a couple weeks ago in Ridgefield, but he was too sick to go. Here's Chris Isaac.
Like the clothes, like the tan, like the way you shake. You're the kind of a girl I can tell you make. You're the kind of a girl I can tell you going nowhere.
Now here's a song from an artist I can't believe my Uncle Kevin even listened to, and he even saw her live in Ridgefield.
At least you know you were taken by a pro. I know just how you feel. She talked a perfect game, deflecting all the blame. It took the jack and changed the flat and got behind the wheel.
Thank you. Just keep your nose to the grindstone, they say. Will that redeem us, Uncle Remus? I can't wait till my bro is full grown. I'll just throw away my do-rag at home. I'll take a drive to Beverly Hills just before dawn and knock the little jockeys off the rich people's lawn. And before they get up, I'll be gone, I'll be gone. Before they get up, I'll be knocking the jockeys off the lawn, down in the dew.
Here's another band I can't believe my uncle kind of liked. Said he heard them on a college radio station. It's Wilco.
Hey, wake up. Your eyes weren't open wide.
Anyway, rest in peace, Uncle Kevin. I miss you. You're always very kind to me and my family, and I thank you for that. But I will also never forgive you for what you did these past 2 years to your wife, my Aunt Leah. Tune in tomorrow, assholes. You too, Kev.
That's a guitar reader on a Marshall stack.
turntable, there's no call waiting in my headphones. And every star that shines in the back of my mind is just waiting for its cover to be. There's a new drum bleeding. Yes, in my head. How could I still be so in love when I know we've been had? Republicans, Democrats can't give you the facts. Your parents won't tell you until you're grown. And every star that shines in the back of your mind is just waiting for its cover to be blown. Like the law of averages, nobody likes them where they're from. And every star that hides on the back of the bus is just waiting for its cover to be.
This is the mayor talking.
All right, all right.
Doctor?
Come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
This concludes another Mercury Radio Theater production from the Radio Free Fitting Podcasting Network.